we get lots of emails coming in, and they're wonderful sources of stories and insights. So one email came in recently from a young man who asked a very good question. He said, well, we have a certain karma, and that karma is going to manifest. So what's the point of our parents trying to change our behavior? We're going to do what we're destined to do, so why bother with us? You know, just let us express our karma, and you know, why all this discipline and this and that? And you know, what's going on here anyway? Isn't it inevitable that I'm just going to do what I'm going to do? That's karma, right? Well, what an interesting thought. You know, this is a young man, and I think he's about 16 or 17, and he's throwing out this idea, you know, which is a very philosophical concept for someone that age. So I thought about it and came up with an answer that Gurudeva often gave when he wanted to show how karma could manifest. Because karma, it doesn't manifest in a specific way. A karma can manifest in a number of different ways. So the example he gave was something about getting injured. So the way I'm going to express it this morning is the idea that you have the karma to break a leg. Because of some actions in your past, the reaction is going to come back to you in this life of breaking a leg. Okay, so what happens? Well, how that karma manifests depends on how you live. It doesn't manifest in exactly the same way, necessarily. So, as Gurudeva would say, if you live an ordinary life, you know, selfish life, you're not religious, you're just kind of going along, thinking about yourself, not really helping other people, you know, selfish and just interested in yourself, the karma will manifest in its grossest form, which means you're going to break your leg. But if your lifestyle is more refined, you know, if you're not always thinking about yourself, if now and then you do things for other people, if you're kindly on occasion, you know, you're living not just an ordinary life, but, you know, some generous, unselfish qualities are manifesting, the karma will come in a more refined way. So, for example, you might just bruise your leg. You almost broke it, but thank goodness, at the last minute something happened and you just got some major bruises on your leg. Well, that's better than breaking it, right? But the karma has fulfilled itself. And the third example is, if you're living a religious life, you're doing your sadhana every day, you're really helping other people, you care about other people, you're generous, the karma can come in a very refined way. For example, you're watching television news, and for some reason some famous person has broken their leg, and so you see the story, and you take on the emotion of it. It feels for a minute just like you broke your leg. You identify with it so intensely. So you've gone through the karma of breaking your leg, but in a very subtle way. You experience the emotion of it. Your leg didn't even get bruised. So that was the example Gurudeva gave on a number of occasions about how a karma will manifest. So therefore, you know, to answer this young man's question, definitely the good advice of parents and of religious elders is important because it changes the way you live. And it's according to how you live that your karma will manifest. So that's a good answer for this young man. We're going to send that out today. We sent him one yesterday, but this is an even better one. So we'll send it. Because I remembered it this morning. I got up early this morning, got up at 3 o'clock to think about my talk, and I was thinking about it. And, oh, that's a wonderful story for this young man. He'll really understand that.